Question 57. How long must I suffer you? Luke 9, 38 through 41. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he's mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him, that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. The disciples' lack of faith and their fears were very trying to the Lord when he was here. Well, I suppose it still is. The disciples, not many days earlier than this incident, were commissioned to go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. They were given power over unclean spirits, power to heal the sick and raise the dead. The man in the story above obviously traveled far to find the one of whom the disciples spoke, and then begged him to cast out the demon in his son. Jesus did so. In other Gospels, this story turns to a conversation with the disciples. They ask later, Why could not we cast him out? The answer must have rung in their ears, Because of your unbelief. The Lord wants, and even commands us, to have faith, saying in Mark 11:22, Have faith in God. This is rendered in Greek, have the faith of God. The faith of God could be defined as unswerving, confident, and assured faith that what God promised, he is able to perform. This is why he could, without flinching, place the two adjectives, faithless and perverse, in the same sentence. We should place as much importance on this as the Lord did. Concern for ourselves and our doubting of God's promises can put us into the category of perverse. Look at the list of the damned in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. As he considered his short stay here on the earth, Jesus became more concerned that the gospel would soon be placed into the hands of the disciples. His question was, How long shall I be with you? When Jesus tells his disciples the reason they could not cast the devil out, he used the phrase, because of your unbelief. He did not say that they didn't have enough faith, or their faith was not large enough. It was not there. In Matthew's account of this, it was almost as if the disciples asked him, Did we need a greater faith? To which he replied, I say to you that if your faith were the size of the smallest seed, it would have been enough. The problem was, it wasn't there at all. You doubted my word. I gave you power and authority over unclean spirits, and you doubted it. Albeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. It's dedication to our faith that is lacking. It's not enough to have faith. The faith must be a real and viable part of our life. The prophet said that it is the very life of a righteous man. The just shall live by his faith. It's subsequently quoted in the New Testament 3 times more in Romans 1:17, For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. In Galatians 3:11, But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, for it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And then in Hebrews 10:38, Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. When a man lives by his faith, fasting is but a small thing. Fasting does not increase our faith, but it does inform us of its importance and progress in growth. When Jesus fasted, he didn't come to the conclusion that he was hungry. He came to the conclusion that man does not live by bread alone. Jesus did not tell them that lack of fasting or lack of prayer was their problem. He said that because those things were absent, it was evidence of a lack of faith. Perhaps a better rendition of the scripture would be, "This kind goeth not out but by the prayed and fasted man of faith." To be faithless, is that perverse? Can belief and unbelief exist in the same spirit of man? It probably can, but it would be worth little. It's described well in James 1:8, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." James goes on to say that this man will not receive anything from God. It's poorly worded in translation when we read what the man with the demon-possessed son said to Jesus, "I believe, help thou mine unbelief." In the Aramaic Peshitta, it is stated, "I do believe, help my little faith." He recognized his own fledgling faith, and admitting that to Christ, asked for help. Fledgling faith is enough initially, but not forever. He expects us to mature and come to the fullness of the knowledge of God and unity of faith. Now we should see the perverseness of our fear and understand the frustration of Christ when he asked, "How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?" When you feel the same as Christ does about the perversion that fear and lack of faith causes in your life, you may not tarry as long around the thought of what if or toy with worst-case scenarios. You should have courage to go and do as the Lord commanded, fearless and undoubting, pledging your very life. When you pray for him to give you supernatural confirmations about things you're already sure that are to be done, and like the poor fearful Gideon when you ask him to wet and dry the fleece over and over again, you might well be ashamed. The weariness you may cause your friend Jesus Christ when you're so weak in faith is heard in his question, "How long must I suffer you?" A little longer, please, dear Savior. A little longer.